Welcome to Bisburg. I'm Gary Dixon, and we appreciate you listening to our program today. This program is sponsored by Antiochian Village, and we have a couple of guests to introduce. Barley Ross, who's Director of Sales and Programming Development. Hello, Barley.
Hi, Gary.
And we also are going to talk to Julia Ritter, who is the Museum Curator and Librarian. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This is a first. We've never had a museum curator and librarian on the program. We should learn a lot. Antiochian is a name many have heard, especially if you're in the religious community. I'd also like some background on that. So let's first start with, what is Antiochian Village exactly?
Good question. So Antiochian Village is a year-round Christian camp and conference retreat center. We're located in the beautiful Laurel Highlands region of southwestern Pennsylvania. We're just north of the charming little town of Ligonier. We specialize in hosting group events. The vast majority of our business is actually religious group business. So we have church retreats, clergy retreats, youth ministry events, family retreats, men's, women's ministry, etc.
Then who owns Antiochian Village?
Antiochian Village is owned by the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So most people have heard of the Greek Orthodox Church or the Russian Orthodox Church. In Greece, there's the Orthodox Church and everybody's Greek. In Russia, there's the Orthodox Christian Church, everybody's Russian. In North America, we have a lot of immigrant expressions of that faith. So it's all the same church. It's all the same theology. They're all in communion with each other. The Antiochians would have come from the Holy Land countries, the Middle Eastern countries of Lebanon and Syria.
But churches of all kinds of denominations in the Pittsburgh area, specifically because that's where we are, would use your facilities.
Absolutely. About 70% of our business is religious group business. And I'd say approximately a third of that religious group business is Orthodox. And the rest are Baptists, Presbyterians, Anglican groups, Catholic groups, Lutheran. You know, we have a lot of church friends.
Makes it very interesting, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. We're going to take a break here and come back in just a moment. We appreciate your time with us on Bisburg. I want to remind you before we go that this program, in addition to being heard on the radio, of course, and the radio station, is heard online in a number of places, christianradio.com, tunein.com, iHeartRadio as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bisburg. I'm Gary Dixon, and we appreciate you listening, and we're talking today with some special folks from Antiochian Village. We're talking with Barley Ross, who's the Director of Sales and Program Development, and Julia Ritter, the Museum Curator and Librarian. We talked to Barley in the last segment. Let's direct a question over to you, Julia.
Yes.
I have heard that Antiochian Village is often referred to by the people that go there as a hidden gem. Sounds like it must be a beautiful spot. Tell us a little bit more about where you're located and what actually makes you such a hidden gem.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I'd say we're a hidden gem because we're in a rather rural setting. We're outside of the city of Pittsburgh. We're off the beaten path. A lot of people haven't really heard of us. When they do come, they're very surprised to find all of our beautiful facility and our property being 400 acres of peaceful wooded meadows and woodlands. We're also a facility that has a unique educational wing that includes a museum and library. And the library itself is a theological library with 20,000 volumes, books, rare books, manuscripts, all relating to early Christian history and the heritage of that unique part of the world, the Eastern Mediterranean region, the Holy Land, Syria, Lebanon. And we also have a beautiful chapel and a museum, a heritage museum that has changing exhibits related to that heritage of that part of the world. So gem in the sense that we have these unique resources that most conference and retreat centers don't have, the museum and library wing. And hidden because we're so kind of out of the way in this unique little pastoral setting.
Well, I'm trying to get a picture in my mind of the place. So it sounds like it's a beautiful place, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Very it pleasant is. Place to be
peaceful
and to spend some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you have some interesting extras. This library, for example, you said 20,000 volumes?
Right.
That's
so,
a lot.
Indeed. It is a very significant theological library. It was developed originally to serve the distance learning program that we have called the Antiochian House of Studies, which offers several degrees. Actually, it has a Doctor of Ministry program in collaboration with the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, as well as a master's degree program and a new PhD program. So the library was originally developed essentially like a seminary library to serve the theological studies of people within our church and also of other denominations as well. And it has a huge variety of resources. We even have a 1617 King James Bible on display. It's one of the earliest publications of the King James Bible from London, from originally published in 1611, so this one is only 6 years after that, and celebrating actually its 400th anniversary this year. So this is 2017. It's quite unique. So indeed, the library is a unique aspect of our facility that actually is open to the public. People do come and use it. We have pastors, we have clergy, interested lay people who want to find out more about the heritage and the history of early Christianity in that region.
You're talking about the library. It sounds like an amazing library for us to see while we're there. And you said it's open to the public. How does such a facility, a library with 20,000 volumes, end up in 400 wooded acres and meadows in the middle of the highlands? Tell us some background history about how it started and how this came to be.
The history of the property is actually rather fascinating. It was first settled by Europeans of Scotch-Irish descent. They formed a Presbyterian community there, the United Presbyterian Church of North America. They worshipped under the trees at first before they had a chance to build their first log church in 1805. And this community of Scotch-Irish Presbyterians gradually grew. They built a brick church on the property around the mid-1900s, turned it into a camp, a summer camp for kids called Camp Fairfield. A lot of our local people remember it as Camp Fairfield, attended summer camp there. Camp Fairfield eventually closed, and the property was sold to the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America in 1978. Our church actually started its summer camp program there that year, that very year, 1978, and it has been running strong since then. And a few years later, they began the construction on the conference and retreat center facility. So this was actually quite a long, approximately 200-year history of this particular property serving as a place of Christian worship and gathering place for our community.
So from the very beginning, and you said in the late 18th century is when it all began.
That's right. Around the time of Fort Ligonier and Fort Palmer nearby, the French and Indian War, all those very early settlers, it was kind of the Wild West, actually.
It would have been back then.
Yeah, the Europeans that were coming over, in fact, the Scotch-Irish really sought a place where they could practice their religion freely. Their Presbyterian faith differed from the Puritans who were on the far East Coast. So they came out to the sort of Wild West of Pennsylvania to seek economic opportunity as well as religious freedom. And it's kind of a wonderful, wonderful history. There's still a cemetery on the property, actually, the United Fairfield Presbyterian Cemetery. And next to that, we've now also begun a cemetery for our Antiochian Orthodox clergy. So.
Well, and the library, when did that start with the Antiochians, or was that?
Yes, that's part of the conference center. So the original property had the camp facility on it, which we do still run the camp. And many of those buildings have since been replaced. They were quite old since it was built in the 1940s. But then the conference center facility was started in 1985.
So we're talking about the great library you have, but you also mentioned, well, your title is museum curator and librarian. So let's talk for a moment about the museum.
The museum is the most recent wing to the facility. It has changing exhibits. I come up with something new each year. The exhibits relate to the artistic and spiritual and historic heritage of Antioch, that part of the Eastern Mediterranean that we all learned about earlier as where Christians were first called Christians in Antioch. And so I come up with a variety of exhibits. We have beautiful hand-painted icons of Christ and the various saints. We also have a very extensive collection of textiles relating to that part of the world, furniture pieces inlaid wood, as well as antique prints and scenes from the Holy Land and the Middle East. Really quite a variety of exhibits that guests can come through on their free time. Groups that are holding conferences there can come through and enjoy a tour of the museum. So the museum is also open to the public. We have visitors that come in, drop in for visits just to see the museum. And in fact, we're having a special day coming up in May. It's a Sunday, May 7th. We're going to participate in Free Museum Day in the Ligonier Valley. Now, this is a day that our listeners might be interested to know about, where six museums of the Ligonier Valley are actually open all day, Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., free of charge. And they have special activities designed for families and visitors. And we would welcome people to come to our facility. We encourage people to visit all six if they can, or just a few of them. But I want to mention that would be a wonderful time to come out and explore our facility.
Okay, very good. And what was that date again?
May 7th, Sunday, May 7th, 2017.
Today, we're speaking with folks from Antiochian Village. It's Barley Ross, who's the Director of Sales and Program Development, and Julia Ritter, who's the Museum Curator and Librarian. Let me give you some contact information. Maybe you want some more information about a church retreat or to visit the museum. The website is antiochianvillage.org, and the telephone number is 724-238-3677. I'll repeat that information a couple more times in the program. Well, let's turn the microphone over to Barley. Barley, you're the Director of Sales and Program Development, so I figure this would be a good question to ask you about if somebody's listening, they want to plan a church retreat or come out for a visit. So is that open to the public?
Absolutely. So maybe I can just give a little overview of what you might expect to find in our conference center, and that could give you an idea of if we are a good venue for your church retreat. We have 100 hotel rooms in our conference center. They all have private baths. We don't have bunk beds, so it's very much hotel-style lodging. Not luxurious, but certainly very comfortable. Our dining room can feed up to 320 people at a time, so it's quite a large facility. We can take quite large groups. And then we have meeting space that can also accommodate between 300 and 350 people in a theater-style setting.
If I'm interested in doing a church retreat there, then I just,
Give me a call.
Give you a call.
Either go onto our website. There's a way to contact us through the website to send an inquiry form, or give me a call, and I can get some dates that you're interested in, check our availability, give you a proposal, and go from there. And okay, hopefully invite you out to see us, to have a tour, maybe have some lunch with us.
Absolutely. We would want to check it out. And I guess directions and all that, too, are found on the website.
On the website, absolutely.
Right. You have described earlier, or you have said that people describe Antiochian Village as a gem. Talk to me for just a moment about what it's like, just how people describe it that are there. What are we going to see when we pull down the road or the driveway into Antiochian Village? What's the experience?
So our typical group arrives on a Friday evening, stays through the weekend, and people always come in sort of very harried. You know, they've left the city after work. They're getting through the traffic to get out to the Laurel Highlands, and they arrive, and there is always a sense of relief and just, okay, now it's quiet. Now it's peaceful. We are here to maybe recharge, reconnect with our church friends or family. And people really enjoy just, you know, having an opportunity to go for a walk in the woods. I mean, mm-hmm. as we mentioned, we're on 400 acres. There are wooded trails. People enjoy having a campfire. That's sort of a simple pleasure that, you know, is...
No, I can't light a fire in my backyard
right,
in Pittsburgh.
Exactly,
I know that.
Exactly. So yeah. a lot of groups like to have a campfire in the evening. We do have outdoor facilities that include some soccer/football fields. So we actually have some big green space for people to recreate on. We have an outdoor pavilion. We have basketball and volleyball courts. We have actually a challenge course in our woods. So if you wanted to do some team building, get up in the trees on belay and do that sort of thing. We have facilitators that can work with your church group, your family, whatever.
Lots to do. Lots of activities in your free time.
Exactly.
Let me, and I assume that all of that information we're talking about, those facilities and things you can do, are listed on your website?
Yes.
Let me give that before we go to break.
Okay.
The website, antiochianvillage.org. That's A-N-T, let me get the spelling, A-N-T-I-O-C-H-I-A-N, antiochianvillage.org. And the phone number is 724-238-3677. Back in a moment. Welcome back to Bizburg. Our guests are Barley Ross and Julia Ritter from Antiochian Village, and we don't have a lot of time left in this segment. Let's go to Barley, and I keep hearing about this gem of a place and the experience, and there's lots to do, interesting things, the library, the museum, sports things, beautiful woods and meadows, and it sounds like a wonderful place. Do you have any stories of anybody or a group that has recently been there, that and what did they have to say about it?
Yes. We just finished hosting the fourth retreat in about 6 months for a church in Butler. And they came to us twice in the fall and then twice this past month.
They're there a lot.
They are, yes. they had just found us, so last fall was the first time that we hosted them. And you know, it was exhausting for the planners on the retreat. On the church end, oftentimes those people are volunteers. They're oftentimes doing this in their spare time and trying to organize and coordinate the needs of a, you know, retreat of your 50 church members is exhausting.
Yes.
So they made a comment, which we are very blessed by, when they said, you know, we feel like we're so grateful that we found Antiochian Village because we feel like everybody here is committed to taking good care of us. And if a problem comes up, you want to solve it. You know, you want us to have a good experience. You want us to be able to enjoy ourselves, relax, meet the purpose that we came here for. And so our mission at the conference center is to change the lives of people by providing true Christian hospitality in an Orthodox Christian spiritual environment.
Sounds like you are doing a pretty good job at that.
With God's help.
With God's help. Thank you both for being on the program. That is Barley Ross, who you just heard, who's the Director of Sales and Program Development, and also Julia Ritter is the Museum Curator and Librarian. Again, thank you both for all the great information today.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Gary.
Well, if you think you might want to make contact with Antiochian Village, let's give you the contact information again. The telephone number, 724-238-3677, and the website, antiochianvillage.org. This program is sponsored by Antiochian Village Conference and Retreat Center. We'll see you next time.